25 years on the air with advice on money matters. Here's your host, Bob Brinker.
From the beaches of Waikiki to the shores of Block Island Sound, it's America's money program, Money Talk. And we do appreciate the company. Thank you for joining us. It's Superstar Sunday. Great guest coming up. First time ever on the broadcast. We're looking forward to it. We'll tell you more about it in a few minutes. Well, let's take a look at the week ahead in the canyons of Wall Street, what investors will be looking at. And we're going to have Federal Reserve muckety-mucks out on the rubber chicken circuit this week. They'll also be out there. It'll get underway with William Dudley. He'll be speaking on Monday. Actually, that'll be a morning speech. That looks more like eggs and sausage. Charles Evans speaks in the evening. That sounds like rubber chicken to me. Robert Kaplan will give a speech on Tuesday, and it'll continue on Friday. James Bullard will be out there on the rubber chicken circuit with Loretta Mester also out there. And William Dudley returns again on Monday morning. So should be a busy week for Fed speak, although I think after this Wednesday's pronouncement and media conference, we have a pretty good idea of where Chair Janet and the Federal Reserve stands right at this point, at least. Other things coming out this week, we'll get existing home sales announced on Wednesday morning. Now, that's an important data point because about 90% of transactions these days are existing home transactions. So we'll be looking at that on Wednesday. We'll get the jobless claims on Thursday morning. For the past couple of years, the jobless claims have basically been amazingly favorable at very, very low levels. We'll get the leading economic indicators on Thursday. Estimate is a 0.4% gain. Last month it was 0.2. So the economy continues to chug along at a moderate clip at this point. We'll get the new home sales on Friday morning, and new home sales only make up about 10% of all transactions in the housing area. However, they're very important because they do involve a much, much more economic impact than the existing home sales. We all know that the existing home sales produce a lot of revenue both inside and outside the house by the new owner in many cases. But the new home sales, that's a whole different deal there. That is a major economic impact for each of the new homes that are sold. So all of that coming out this week, and not an especially busy week, but we will have to wait until the final week to get an update on what is going on with the economy. Right now, it does look like we're going to see some sort of a bounce back in the second quarter. First quarter was well, really sluggish. 1.2 is the current number for the growth. That'll be updated at the end of this month, but then we'll have to wait till the end of July to get the preliminary in the second quarter. But right now, based on the incoming data, the second quarter is looking as though it will be an improvement over the first quarter. And, of course, we promised you an outstanding guest, and we're going to do just that when we return with our guest. And we certainly hope that you'll have a chance to join us for the entire interview because it's an important one in terms of our Money Talk guest slots. And we'll be right at that when we return on Money Talk.
Money Talk. For garden color from the ground up, start with the ground. Vigoro colored wood mulch from the Home Depot. 3 bags for just $10. It protects your plants beautifully and maintains its color for up to 12 months in shades of red, brown, or black that really set off your garden, not to mention your summer. It's easy when you start with Vigoro colored mulch. 3 bags, $10, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store. U.S. only. Limit 60 bags per customer. See store for details.
Bryce's lifeless body slumped over the piano keyboard. His forehead played a dissonant chord that reverberated throughout the hall. Not his best performance, I thought. I opened the back of his neck with my screwdriver. A couple of fresh bars of lithium brought him and the music back to life. I am sure that someday, he will do the same for me.
If this 20-second performance made you feel something, imagine what an entire Audible book can do. Visit audible.com to start your free 30-day trial.
Saturday mornings at 7, backed by popular demand, it's the Real Estate Zone with Danny Vatsalkin. Whether you're buying, selling, or investing, learn the strategies and secrets from the pros. That's Saturdays at 7, right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
How about a store that has farmers market freshness, more club sizes than club stores, plus everyday groceries at prices up to 25% lower than supermarkets? That's Smart and Final. Now through June 20th, selected packs of Jennie-O Fresh Ground Turkey are $2.47 each, limit 4 at Smart and Final.
My name is Dale Pazinski, and this is how I live United. I volunteer with United Way, helping the homeless in my community by teaching computer skills and helping them build a basic resume to save on their very own USB drive. It's huge when somebody says, "Hey man, that job that you helped me apply for, I got it." My name is Dale Pazinski. I help people achieve financial independence. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Quit. Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynovite .com.
And I'm Jerry Rice saying so long from San Francisco.
Thank goodness. Ugh, these overtime games are just killing my back.
You should try the patch.
The patch?
The Tiger Balm patch. It's a blend of essential oils that goes deep into aching muscles and joints for fast, soothing pain relief. I go for Tiger Balm after every game.
What every armchair quarterback needs, proven pain relief.
And a good wide receiver.
You don't know any, do you?
Roar back from pain with Tiger Balm. It works where it hurts.
By the time that we got up there, his room was filled with smoke.
The wind had blown and drifted the snow up against the side of my house, blocking the exhaust from my furnace.
I heard the smoke alarm going off in my friend's apartment.
Without the Kidde smoke alarm, my son would not be here today.
Had it not been for that carbon monoxide detector, they would come to school and not have their teacher there.
I grabbed my fire extinguisher and put out the fire.
Kidde makes technology that saves lives.
Get these essential products at your local retailer today.
This is Money Talk.
Coast to coast, border to border, in the islands of Hawaii and north to Alaska. It's America's Money Program, Money Talk. Well, this is what... This is what some of the people who have digested our author's book, The Only Game in Town, have said about it. Stephen Ratner, New York Times Book Review, a grand tour of the challenges we face, along with ideal solutions and more likely outcomes. Walter Isaacson, author of Steve Jobs, a must-read from one of the most astute financial analysts of our time. But, of course, I knew all this, and that's the reason this book is on the recommended reading list in the book section at bobbrinker.com. As we welcome to our Money Talk microphones across America, the author, Muhammad L. Aryan, The Only Game in Town, now available in paperback. Muhammad, we thank you for making time for us here today, and we wish you a happy Father's Day.
Thank you. My great pleasure, and happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you. We're delighted to have you with us. Muhammad is the New York Times and Wall Street Journal best-selling author. He's contributing editor to Financial Times. He's a columnist for Bloomberg. He is also chief economic advisor to Allianz. He has served as the CEO at PIMCO. He has served as the deputy director at the International Monetary Fund and has also served as the CEO at the Harvard University Endowment, which, of course, would lead a cynic to say, Muhammad, what do you do in your spare time?
I listen to your program, and I think about what an amazing world we live in, both good and uncertain.
Yes, it is. And, wow, the timeliness of this visit is extraordinary because we just came out of a rather extraordinary session with the Federal Open Market Committee, which concluded this Wednesday with Chair Janet Yellen's media conference. And she kind of lowered the boom on those that were asking the question, when are we going to hear about that balance sheet? She had plenty to say. What's your reaction?
So I think the Fed did and said three things. Only one was widely expected. The one thing that was widely expected is that they hiked interest rates by 25 basis points. The second thing that wasn't as expected because the economy has been softening is they signaled another hike this year and three more next year. And then the third thing that wasn't expected at all is that they set out quite a good plan to reduce their balance sheet, to let the bonds run off. You know, it's a Fed that is more hawkish. It's no longer a Fed that's looking for excuses not to raise interest rates. And I think it's a Fed that we should keep an eye on because it's a changing paradigm for them.
Well, Mohammed, we're in a situation here, as you already know. We're running an annual deficit in excess of $600 billion in the current fiscal year ending September, with no indication that there is any likelihood of a material decline in that rate of racking up deficits. And so it occurred to me when I was listening to Chair Janet that if we were to get to the point where we were piling on to the bond market another $600 billion a year, which, of course, would be $50 billion a month, on top of the deficit piling up, if we were to throw these bonds onto the market, what would happen to interest rates? Do you have any reaction to that?
So that is a concern. I think even the Fed's estimate themselves suggests that buying bonds by the Federal Reserve has reduced interest rates by about 1 percentage point. So you would think that if they start reducing their balance sheet, that would have an impact. I think the biggest question, Bob, is can we generate growth rates of more than 2%? We're capable of growth rates of 3%, 3% plus. And if we do, then the debt issue and interest rates issue become less of a concern. If we don't, we may end up in a situation where both growth is sluggish, debt is going up, and interest rates going up. And that's not something that any American would like.
See, now that's a great point, especially because, as we recall, when we had the so-called stimulus program, which also included substantial tax cuts when they knocked that payroll tax out for a couple of years, putting a lot of additional spendable cash into pockets. So even then, we were unable to materially generate anything much more than a 2 or 2 and a small fraction in annual growth. Now, of course, that's gone away. We're getting essential, except for the deficit that goes on, we're not really getting any incremental fiscal help of any kind. And I don't know if the votes are there right now. Nobody seems to think the votes are there right now with unemployment at 4.3 to get some kind of a massive fiscal program going. So if we are stuck at 2%, give or take a small fraction indefinitely, it's hard to see anything changing other than the Fed dumping additional treasuries onto the market and gradually ratcheting up the federal funds rate. And that raises this question, Mohammed. Is that going to work? Because if you're in an economy that's growing at 2% forever until something changes, can you afford to triple the federal funds rate from 1 to 3, can you afford to throw potentially trillions on the bond market without affecting the economy? What do you think?
So great questions, Bob. And there's two, really. One is, if we grow at 2%, can we afford a much higher interest rate structure? And the answer is no. That would hurt a lot of Americans. But there's a more fundamental question, if I may, Bob, is can we continue to grow just at 2%? And my answer is no, we can't. Part of the problem of having low growth that's not sufficiently inclusive is that you strain the economy, social contracts, institutions, and the politics. And we've seen that all around the Western world. where people are getting angry. They're getting angry because growth is too low and because the benefits of growth are perceived to go to just a handful of people. So I don't think we can continue at 2%. If we try, I worry that we will slip into something worse. Now, the good news is this is a self-inflicted wound. There's nothing that says we have to grow at 2%. We have just paralyzed pro-growth policies, and because of that, we haven't invested in the drivers of high and inclusive growth. It's been about 15 years since we've really focused on infrastructure. It's been even longer since we focused on tax reform. There's a lot that can be done and should be done by Congress working with the administration in order to get us out of this malaise and this low-growth world.
Our guest is Muhammad Alarian. His new book, The Only Game in Town, is now out in paperback. It is on the books list at bobrinker.com and a recommended reading list. It's one of the finest investment books you will ever digest, and I recommend it to all of our Money Talk listeners. One of the things that has jumped out in the current situation is the disparity between the current negative federal funds rate in the USA that you're well aware of and the history of the federal funds rate in the USA. I was looking back to 2007, looking back even to 2001, where we had a real federal funds rate in the spring of 01 of about 3%. That was in 07. In the spring of 07, it was about 3%. And back in the spring of 01, the real federal funds rate was about 2.25%. And today, we are looking at a real federal funds rate, as you well know, of close to 1%. And one wonders, how does that work?
Yeah, and this whole notion that you can run an economy with very low interest rate is starting to raise anxiety. And believe it or not, Bob, we are much better off than Europe. In Europe, nominal interest rates, not even inflation adjusted, just nominal interest rates are negative. Imagine you lend your money to the government, and then instead of receiving interest, you pay interest for the privilege of lending money to the government. Now we all know that intuitively that that's wrong. We all know that that eats away at the integrity of the financial system. And at the end of the day, it hampers rather than promotes growth. The reason why we're here is because central banks found themselves to be the only game in town. They found that they were looking at an economy that was slowing. Politicians, because of polarization like we haven't seen for a long time, couldn't step up to their economic governance responsibility. And therefore, we had no structural reforms, we didn't have an active fiscal policy, and the central banks felt a moral and an ethical obligation to do whatever they can. And part of that is to experiment. And I don't think they ever, ever thought that they would be doing it for so long. But as you say, they have been doing it for a long time, and I think we're starting to see the collateral damage of all this policy experimentation.
One of the questions that comes up on Money Talk from time to time is a very good question and a very logical question with a tough one to answer in many cases. Why are there investors all over the world that are willing to accept a negative rate of return?
Some have no choice. By regulation, they can only hold safe assets, which are government bonds. So they are forced by regulation to hold those bonds, but others are doing it by choice. And the reason why is because they believe that the rates will go even lower. So if you buy a bond at an interest rate that then goes down, the value of the bond goes up and you can sell it at a higher price. Now, I think that's a foolish game. And I advise people not to do that, especially not at negative interest rates. But I understand that in this world where everybody's looking for short-term returns, that some will be tempted to do this.
Another question we have often on Money Talk is how to invest in fixed income assets, especially given the fact that the 10-year Treasury rate is very, very close to the inflation rate. The 10-year real return, as you know, is very, very close to zero these days. We all know what interest rate risk is. We know what happens to the bond market when rates go up. When you're looking at the bond market, and you certainly have your own capital to invest as well, when you're looking at the bond market, what approach do you think makes the most sense right now?
So the bond market is a little bit like Baskin Robbins, lots of different flavors. You can buy government bonds. You can take a little bit more risk and buy highly rated investment-grade U.S. corporates. You can take even more risk and go into high-yield bonds or emerging market bonds. So there's a whole range of fixed income instruments available. I think what we've seen, Bob, in this market as well as in the equity market, and that is really a dilemma for most investors, is that prices have been driven up to levels that are no longer warranted by the fundamentals. Now, there's a good reason for that. It's all the liquidity that has come into the markets, not only from central banks that have been putting in a lot. Even today, there's over $120 billion of liquidity going in every month from the Bank of Japan and the European Central Bank. But we've had two other sources of liquidity injections. Companies who have record balance sheets, with profit shares being very high, some of that market makes it back, some of that money makes it back into the market, share buybacks and dividends. And also, when you get unequal income distribution and the rich get most of the incremental income, they have a marginal propensity to invest that's higher than the average, meaning they put the money into the marketplace. So wherever you look, in fixed income, in equities, we're living through this massive liquidity trade. And if you're buying at this point, you're betting that this liquidity trade will continue for a while. The hope is that you can hand off to better fundamentals, but that takes us back to the political question. Can we get tax reform done? Can we get infrastructure done? And can we get deregulation done?
Our guest is Muhammad Al-Erian. His new book, The Only Game in Town, is now out in paperback. It's a must-read for Money Talk listeners. It's on the recommended reading list in the book section at BobBrinker.com. We'll be taking your calls for our guest in the next segment. Our toll-free line across America, 1-800-934-2221. That one's good from the Sandwich Islands to Sandwich, Mass., Fairbanks to Fort Myers, 1-800-934-2221. When we return, Mohammed, I'm going to ask you, if you were the Federal Reserve Chair, and you are clearly, without question, totally qualified to be the Federal Reserve Chair, in my view. If you were the Federal Reserve Chair, what would you do, and would you do anything differently than Chair Janet? More to come. Stay with us. It's America's Money Program.
Jose, I still can't figure out why you want to be one of them smell good plumbers.
Honestly, Uncle Baba, the better question is, why wouldn't I? They drive new, fully stocked trucks with everything and a toilet too. They wear fresh, clean, company-supplied uniforms. They have a price book with every job to eliminate guesswork. They don't have to drive far from home to get to the nearest service center. They work for a family-owned business with a family-oriented culture. They know everyone on their team is background checked and drug tested, and they get to help people by unstopping drains for $99.
Gee, maybe I'll put in an application too.
I don't think that's a good fit, Uncle Baba, but they are looking to add to their smell good team. So, if anyone of you listening wants to apply like I did, please do.
This is Mike Diamond, and I guarantee my plumber will show up on time and smell good, or your house call is free.
Become a smell good plumber today. Apply online or call 1-800-446-MIKE for more information. Contractor license number 399-178.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 1126 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to harrys.com now and enter code 1126 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's Harry's.com. Code 1126.
Hey, it's Jillian, and I'm here with David Hochberg. He's the vice president of lending at Pearl Mortgage. Now, David, the real estate market is very competitive. Why should people call you when they're buying a home?
Thanks, Jillian. Your listeners should call me because I have a dedicated team of underwriters who will underwrite their loan before they locate a home. Listeners can present a Pearl Mortgage loan approval and not a pre-qualification letter my competitors issue when they locate a home. Pearl Mortgage also has the lowest interest rates and closing costs in the industry.
How difficult is it for people to get a loan approval letter?
Not at all. All your listeners have to do is call me at 310-883-7545 or visit pearldavid.com.
Thanks, David. And if you would like more information about securing a Pearl pre-approval letter, call David now at 310-883-7545 or visit pearldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage has offices in Claremont, Santa Monica, Century City, Riverside, and Seal Beach.
Pearl Mortgage, Inc., NMLS 191-86, California, Bureau of Real Estate, 413-0865.
For garden color from the ground up, start with the ground. Vigoro colored wood mulch from the Home Depot. 3 bags for just $10. It protects your plants beautifully and maintains its color for up to 12 months in shades of red, brown, or black that really set off your garden, not to mention your summer. It's easy when you start with Vigoro colored mulch. 3 bags, $10. Now with the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store. U.S. only. Limits 60 bags per customer. See store for details.
Bryce's lifeless body slumped over the piano keyboard. His forehead played a dissonant chord that reverberated throughout the hall. Not his best performance, I thought. I opened the back of his neck with my screwdriver. A couple of fresh bars of lithium brought him and the music back to life. I am sure that someday he will do the same for me.
If this 20-second performance made you feel something, imagine what an entire Audible book can do. Visit audible.com to start your free 30-day trial.
Hey, it's Heidi. If you want to sell your used car easy and hassle-free, then you have to call 800-870-1841. What's that number? Well, that's the number to CarStub. CarStub.com will get you more than a dealer trade-in price without the hassle of selling it yourself. CarStub.com will handle everything. I'm talking top to bottom, start to finish. The DMV paperwork, they'll get your car smog tested, and if everything checks out, they'll buy your car on the spot. Call them, 800-870-1841. So if you own a car, truck, van, or SUV, you could be sitting on a pile of cash that you can have access to today. Call them, 800-870-1841. You want convenience, right? Well, CarStub.com is probably the most convenient way to sell your car. It's the new marketplace to sell your car same day and at a great price. You will not be sorry. Believe me, I know the owner, Derek, and he will get it done for you. Call him, 800-870-1841. Are you curious about what your used car might be worth? Maybe you're not ready to sell just yet. Check out CarStub.com. Don't forget to tell them Heidi sent you. Go to CarStub.com, have an appraiser at your home the same day, or call them, 800-870-1841, or visit CarStub.com today.
This is Money Talk.
From the bases of YKK to the shores of Block Island Sound, it is America's Money Program, Money Talk, and our guest in this segment is Muhammad L. Aryan, author of The Only Game in Town, now out in paperback. And Muhammad, again, we thank you for your time. We're very happy to have you with us, as are our listeners, and we're going to get to the phones. 1-800-934-2221. You can talk directly to Dr. L. Aryan here on Money Talk. In this segment, well, congratulations on your promotion, Muhammad. You are now the chair of the Federal Reserve, hypothetically, of course, here on Money Talk for the day. As chair, you certainly followed the discussions of Chair Janet this past Wednesday, and you're well acquainted with her current view. Would you be doing the same thing, or do you have any new ideas?
Three things. One is in terms of what I would say publicly, which is that the Federal Reserve is committed to slowly and carefully normalize interest rates and reduce its balance sheet, so people should expect rates to slowly go up. Two, I would actually do that, and I think that the timetable that Chair Yellen and her colleagues have set out is an appropriate one. The third thing, and I don't know whether they're doing it or not, is that I would be visiting Capitol Hill a lot. I would stress the importance of a policy handoff from excessive reliance on the Fed to a broad-based economic policy response. And I would explain why in very simple medical terms. I would explain that our economy is structurally impaired in terms of growth. It can walk, but it cannot run. That it needs some serious attention, and that all the Fed can do is provide a painkiller. And we all know that if you rely on painkillers for too long, you risk becoming part of the problem rather than part of the solution. So the third thing I would do, and I'm not sure whether they're doing it or not, I hope they are, is that I would have lots and lots of visits up to senators and representatives and explain to them the importance of a policy handoff.
Well, you know, it's fascinating to hear this from you because there's a tremendous irony in your advice here, because the irony is that you're well aware that the GOP is in control of both the House and the Senate, and as a consequence, all of the criticism that we've heard for years from the GOP about the Federal Reserve having too much power, that would, you would be handing them a gift. You would be saying to them, here, take some of the power back, take some of the pressure and the power from the Fed, and you, here in the fiscal realm, you do something.
Yeah, I would tell them to take some of the burden off the Federal Reserve, that too much of the policy burden has been placed on the Fed, and that the Fed does not have the tools needed at this point. If you look at what's ailing our economy, it is not liquidity. There's so much money sloshing around that everything is being bid up in price. It's that companies are not willing to take economic risk. Markets are willing to take financial risk, but companies are not. Why? Because they're not sure what the tax regime is going to look like. The infrastructure has deteriorated significantly in the last few years. There is, in some areas, too much regulation, in some other areas, too little regulation. Our tax system has so many loopholes and exemptions and concessions that it's become anti-growth. So I would just explain to them that there's a lot to be done, but the Fed doesn't have the right instruments. And if you continue to rely on the Fed, then you're going to have to worry about the collateral damage and the unintended consequences. And I would hold the example of Europe, where interest rates are negative, and that's eating away at long-term security. It's hard to get life insurance when interest rates are negative. It's hard to generate safe returns on your pension when interest rates are negative. So there are consequences.
I often wonder, when I hear about a higher growth rate and getting CEOs to invest in new plant and equipment and new hires, I often wonder where that thought is coming from when I look at it from the point of view of a CEO. A CEO who's going to break ground on a new plant or buy new equipment or do a bunch of hiring, they want to see the demand. You know this. They want to see the demand that is going to assure that this will be a benefit for the enterprise. They have not seen that demand. Yes, they see the 2% demand year after year, and they've adjusted to that, but they have not seen incremental demand. They don't seem to know where that's going to come from. I often wonder if that's a principal reason why we have not had more investment and more hiring.
It certainly is a reason. So imagine that you as a CEO, you're meeting with your board and you're saying, we're going to expand our production to meet future demand. So the first question you're going to be asked is, where is this future demand going to come from? And you're going to have to explain, is it coming internally or is it coming also from the rest of the world? So the trading relations are going to be important. Once you tell them where you think this demand is going to come from, they'll say, okay, now let's talk about our profit margins. How are we going to be taxed on our incremental sales? And you say, well, I'm not sure. I understand there's tax reform coming on, but I'm not sure that how that implies. So they say, so wait a minute. There's a bit of uncertainty here. Okay, how about the ease of us delivering our products, the infrastructure needs that we have? I hear that there's an infrastructure program coming. Should we wait a little bit? And you will say, well, I'm not sure when that's going to come. At the end of the day, there's so many things that you're not sure of that goes beyond demand, that the right thing for businesses to do is to wait. And that's why they have so much cash on their balance sheets. They're just waiting for the opportunity to to invest, but they need more certainty. Ben Bernanke, the former Fed official, called it unusual uncertainty. It's not just that things are uncertain. They're unusually uncertain. The governor, the former governor of the Bank of England, called it radical uncertainty. So this is a different type of uncertainty that speaks to, yes, demand, as you point out, but more than just demand.
Ray is on the line in New York. Ray, you're on with Mohammed Al-Erian. Go ahead.
Yes, Mohammed, I agree with you about the 3% growth rate, but I'm wondering, with the aging of the populations around the world, not only the United States, how could an aging population in the United States affect a 3% growth rate? It seems that the aging of the population wouldn't support a increase in growth rate.
Ray, that's a great point, and thank you for raising it. There are what I call structural and multi-year challenges, and you've pointed to one of them, demographics. That's a challenge. It's particularly a challenge in Europe and Japan. There's a second challenge, which is the role of technology and innovation. That is changing a lot. And there's a real question about how wages are going to be generated. So I agree with you, there are all these issues. But that stops us from growing at 4 or 5%. We're capable of growing at 3%. We're also capable of growing at 3% if we unleash not just what there is here, but there's a massive market in the rest of the world that so far we have underexploited. So you're absolutely right. There are these big, longer-term issues that we should take seriously. But they don't justify us growing at 2%. But they stop us from growing at 4 or 5%. But you're absolutely right. Demographics, technology, these are big issues, and we don't have answers for them as yet.
All right, let's go out to the mighty WLS Radio Chicago. Carl, you're on the line with Mohammed Al-Erian. Go ahead.
Hi, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. I noticed for a long time that large corporations have been borrowing money at low rates and using the money to do large stock buybacks, some of them incredibly large stock buybacks, therefore increasing the share price of their stock, which made it easy to pay back the money needed for borrowing the money at the low rates because of the fact that their stock prices went up. My question is, how much do the current stock prices and P.E. ratios reflect this activity, which is good for the current method of paying executives with stock options, and what does it bode for the future when interest rates start to rise and it's going to start to slow down the incentive to buy their own stock back and executives start to exercise their stock options?
Carl, you're absolutely right. One of the consequences, you remember I said beware of the unintended consequences of having interest rates too low, is that you encourage people to do things they shouldn't really be doing. And one of the things people have been doing, or companies have been doing, is exactly what you said. They issue a lot of debt because interest rates are so low. And then with that money, they go out and they buy back stock. Now, that is a financial engineering activity that makes sense when interest rates are so low. Now, the problem is interest rates are artificially low, not genuinely low, but artificially low. So you're right. If interest rates go up, this activity will cease. Now, the good news is they've been borrowing at fixed rates mostly, so it's not as if they're going to have a huge hit on the interest payments. But your question also raises a second issue, if I may, Carl, and that is there are companies that are doing that because the cash is stuck outside. Tech companies in particular have trillions of dollars stuck outside that they don't want to repatriate because they think that there will be a more favorable tax treatment down the line. But they have certain things they have to do here at home. So what do? They keep the cash overseas, and then they issue bonds and they borrow internally to do whatever they need to do here. Now, the hope is when that cash comes back that it will be less of a problem. But the point you're raising, which is an important one, is that when you hold interest rates artificially low, you start getting unintended consequences in terms of how companies and people behave.
And especially when you're able to borrow the money at such a low rate that after you write off the interest and you account for inflation, it's free money.
Absolutely.
Yep. Incredible. And many companies have done this, and then they'll go and buy back their stock as a result. Well, we're in the old Chinese saying, we're certainly in those interesting times that they spoke about. One of the things fascinating about the times, we're hearing more and more, as you know, Mohammed, about changes that are coming to the economic front going forward. I speak here of, and you mentioned, the technology innovation, the automation, the robotics, the driverless cars, trucks, and buses. There seems to be no end to all of this. And one does wonder, in hearing all of this, because it's all coming, what does this mean for future jobs growth?
It is one of the most important and consequential questions facing us, and we don't understand it fully. We really don't understand how technology is going to change not just the production side, but also the consumption side. Now, some technology is win-win. If you look at what Uber has done to urban transportation, it has increased both the supply of motor vehicles driving people and the demand. I know certain people who go out much more now because of Uber. And I know some people that earn more money now because of Uber. But most technologies don't increase both the supply and the demand side. So that we have a major question. And that's why, Bob, I keep on saying, let's deal with the self-inflicted wounds, because there's so many other challenges out there. That let's be in a better position to deal with those challenges. And the best way to do that, as we start understanding better what lies ahead, is to get out of our own way. And we can. There's no reason why this economy cannot grow at 3%. And there's no reason why the benefits of that growth cannot be more equally shared.
And there's certainly no reason why, in an economy growing 2% year over year after year, there's no reason why the federal funds rate should be 1%. Where would you put the federal funds rate in a normal world?
So in a normal world, it's somewhere between 2 and 3. Now, that's a big range, and the reason why I'm hesitant is because, A, of the structural issues we discussed, demographics, technology, we haven't quite understood how that impacts what is the equilibrium rate, or the neutral interest rate, as it's called. And second, a lot depends on what you assume about fiscal policy and what you assume about structural reforms. You know, we are coming from a world where we relied for too long on finance being an engine of growth, on financial engineering being an engine of growth. Up to 2008, it was about private financial engineering. And since 2008, it's been about central bank financial engineering. We've got to go back to invest in genuine drivers of growth. And there's a question mark as to whether we are going to be able to do that as a society, given our political system. So it's somewhere between 2 and 3%. Exactly where depends on what you assume on these other things that are some of them are known unknowns, and the other ones are unknowns unknowns.
So if the federal funds rate should be between 2 and 3%, which is double to triple where it is right now, that raises the question, where should the 10-year be in a normal world? Because right now, the real yield on the 10-year is pretty close to zero.
Sure. So I would envision, in a normal world, the 10-year to be around 4 and a bit percent in a normal world. We get there, hopefully, in a good way, which is that interest rates go up because the economy is picking up and because we are going back to more normal conditions. There's always a fear that you get there the wrong way, that you get there because at some point you get a buyer strike. People say, there's no way I'm going to commit my money for 10 years at such low interest rates. And that starts pushing the price down and the yield up. So I would say around 4%, and the hope that we should all have is that we get there for good reasons, not bad reasons.
And that answer clearly implies that a 2.25% 10-year treasury is not a real bargain right now.
It is not, unless you believe that we're going to go into recession, unless you believe that the politics is going to get so ugly that we'll get nothing done, that we're going to shut the government down, that we won't get the debt ceiling lifted in September. and we end up in a recession. If you believe that, then the 10-year at where it is today, around 2.15, makes sense. If not, you know, be careful, because interest rates are normalizing slowly, but they are normalizing.
Our guest, Mohammed Alarian, his new book, The Only Game in Town, now available in paperback and available at bobrigger.com on the recommended reading list in the book section. Well, Mohammed, you've been generous with your time. We thank you for putting us on your schedule today. We appreciate it very much, as our listeners do. And congratulations on this book. It's an outstanding piece of work. We wish you continued success.
Thank you, and happy Father's Day to everybody out there.
This is Money Talk.
Money Talk.
Good morning.
McIntyre in the morning.
That's it.
I was in Hawaii, and I wanted to go to Pearl Harbor. So I hop in a cab, said Pearl Harbor, and step on it. The cab driver makes a sharp left, and he falls out of the car. Now, he didn't go all the way out, but his butt is hanging out of the car. And we're going in a sharp circle in the parking lot. And he stops the car and he turns around to me in the back and says, "Well, that's never happened before."
McIntyre in the morning.
Now with Leanne tweeting news. 5 to 10 on KABC.
We all have issues, so let's start talking.
In Your Right Mind is a new weekly behavioral health show that focuses on issues that pertain to just about everyone.
Join me, Dr. Tanmoy Sharma, and my co-host, Christina Kusner, as we highlight topics that get people talking.
In Your Right Mind is every Sunday at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Don't let termites ruin your home or bees keep you inside. Call Stanley Pest Control for a free inspection, 1-800-GOT-BUGS, or visit them online at stanleypest.com.
Stanley Pest Control, call 1-800-GOT-BUGS.
For garden color from the ground up, start with the ground. Vigoro Colored Wood Mulch from the Home Depot, 3 bags for just $10. It protects your plants beautifully and maintains its color for up to 12 months in shades of red, brown, or black that really set off your garden, not to mention your summer. It's easy when you start with Vigoro Colored Mulch. 3 bags, $10, now with the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store, U.S. only. Limit 60 bags per customer. See store for details.
Bryce's lifeless body slumped over the piano keyboard. His forehead played a dissonant chord that reverberated throughout the hall. Not his best performance, I thought. I opened the back of his neck with my screwdriver. A couple of fresh bars of lithium brought him and the music back to life. I am sure that someday he will do the same for me.
If this 20-second performance made you feel something, imagine what an entire Audible book can do. Visit audible.com to start your free 30-day trial.
If you have to call a plumber, why not call one who shows up on time and smells good? Like Mike Diamond, the Smell Good Plumber, at 1-800-446-MIKE. Or you can always book your appointment online at MikeDiamond.com.
Hi, it's Dr. Leanna.
And Margaret.
Ever wonder why you are the way you are? Want to know more about yourself and your psychology? You have questions, we have answers. Tune in to On the Couch with Dr. Leanna and Margaret, Fridays at midnight, right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Talk Radio 790
KABC.
Worry less with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual saved me almost $800 when I switched my home and auto insurance.
Liberty did what?
Yeah, I got the perfect coverage for us, and I didn't have to worry about skimping on MS Party. Well, that explains the...
Holy! Best birthday ever!
Visit us online to get a quote. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide survey of new customers, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company.
By the time that we got up there, his room was filled with smoke.
The wind had blown and drifted the snow up against the side of my house, blocking the exhaust from my furnace.
I heard the smoke alarm going off in my friend's apartment.
Without the Kidde smoke alarm, my son would not be here today.
And had it not been for that carbon monoxide detector, they would come to school and not have their teacher there.
I grabbed my fire extinguisher and put out the fire.
Kidde makes technology that saves lives.
Get these essential products at the Home Depot.
This is Money Talk.
On your radio across America, worldwide on the web, it's America's Money Program, Money Talk. For information on my investment letter, that's Bob Brinker's Market Timer Investment Letter, go to bobbrinker.com and request a complimentary back issue. Very easily done. Go to the website homepage at bobbrinker.com, click on the Request a Complimentary Back Issue feature, and that will do it. While you're at the website, check out information on how to stream our Jabberfest. That's right. You can stream Money Talk on your computer, download Money Talk to your smartphone, and that is Money Talk on Demand. That way, you listen wherever you go, whenever you like, with Money Talk on Demand. And listeners all over the globe enjoy Money Talk on Demand. They tell us about it. We always like the feedback. And, of course, the investment talk is year-round. So sign up at bobbrinker.com right there at the Money Talk on Demand logo. Well, it was an honor to have our guest today, Muhammad Al-Erian, The Only Game in Town, his new book now in paperback and on our books list at the website. Hey, before they beam me out of here, let me thank all of our Money Talk Trekkies for cruising with us on the Starship Money Talk. Program coordinator Ravi Chandran, producer Meredith Oakes, technical directors Angel Bordone and Mr. Bob Mack. Till next time, happy investing, and may the odds be ever in your favor.